Chapter 67. The NetJets Citation Excel bounced through heavy turbulence as it rocketed skyward out of Tassignano Airport and banked toward Venice. On board, Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky barely noticed the bumpy departure as she absently stroked her amulet and gazed out the window into empty space. They had finally stopped giving her the injections, and Sinsky's mind was already feeling clearer. In the seat beside her, Agent Bruder remained silent, probably pondering the bizarre turn of events that had just transpired.
"Everything is upside down," Sinsky thought, still struggling to believe what she had just witnessed.
30 minutes ago, they had stormed the tiny airfield to intercept Langdon as he boarded the private jet he had summoned. Instead of finding the professor, however, they discovered an idling Citation Excel and 2 NetJets pilots pacing the tarmac and checking their watches. Robert Langdon was a no-show.
Then came the phone call.
When the cell phone rang, Sinsky was where she had been all day, in the back seat of the black van. Agent Bruder entered the vehicle with a stupefied look on his face as he handed her his phone.
"Urgent call for you, ma'am."
"Who is it?" she asked.
"He asked me to tell you only that he has pressing information to give you about Bertrand Zobrist."
Sinsky grabbed the phone.
"This is Dr. Elizabeth Sinsky?"
"Dr. Sinsky, you and I have never met, but my organization has been responsible for hiding Bertrand Zobrist from you for the last year."
Sinsky sat bolt upright.
"Whoever the hell you are, you've been harboring a criminal."
"We've done nothing illegal, but that's not..."
"The hell you haven't."
The man on the line took a long, patient breath, speaking very softly now.
"You and I will have plenty of time to debate the ethics of my actions. I know you don't know me, but I do know quite a bit about you. Mr. Zobrist has been paying me handsomely to keep you and others away from him for the past year. I am now breaching my own strict protocol by contacting you. And yet, I believe we have no choice but to pool our resources. Bertrand Zobrist, I fear, may have done something terrible."
Sinsky could not fathom who this man was.
"You're just figuring this out now?"
"Yes, that is correct, just now."
His tone was earnest. Sinsky tried to shake off the cobwebs.
"Who are you?"
"Someone who wants to help you before it's too late. I'm in possession of a video message created by Bertrand Zobrist. He asked me to release it to the world tomorrow. I think you need to see it immediately."
"What does it say?"
"Not on the phone. We need to meet."
"How do I know I can trust you?"
"Because I'm about to tell you where Robert Langdon is and why he's acting so strangely."
Sinsky reeled at the mention of Langdon's name, and she listened in astonishment to the outlandish explanation. This man seemed to have been complicit with her enemy for the last year, and yet, as she listened to the details, Sinsky's gut told her she needed to trust what he was saying.
"I have no choice but to comply,"